I'm Chris Heim with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and as they advertise, it's Sheep Thrills time once again as the Kansas State Fair gets underway in Hutchinson Friday and continues through the 19th. Along with the corn dogs, cotton candy, and funnel cakes, the fair offers an equally nutritious musical lineup stacked heavily toward classic rock and country acts. Among those featured this year are the Oak Ridge Boys, Foreigner, Selena Gomez, Loverboy, and Mercy Me. Friday also sees a date with Bernard Allison, son of major blues figure Luther Allison. Bernard just released a set called The Other Side, furthering his status as one of the more substantial performers among the children of bluesmen on the scene today. He's in Uncle Bo's in Topeka. Ronnie Baker Brooks, who spent many years working with his famous blues father, Lonnie Brooks, is part of a double bill with Grady Champion Saturday at Knucklehead Saloon in Kansas City. Also Saturday in Kansas City at the Blue Room, it's drummer Winard Harper, part of the Young Jazz Lions who emerged in the 80s. Harper trained in one of the great finishing schools of jazz, working with Betty Carter, and then joined with sibling Philip in the critically acclaimed Harper Brothers lineup before heading up his own eclectic hard bop-based sextet. Monday, modern jazz noise and rock fusion band Garage à Trois hits the bottleneck in Lawrence. The current lineup of drummer Stanton Moore from Galactic, saxophonist Scarrick, keyboardist Marco Benevetto, and percussionist Mike Dillon are touring behind their late 2009 Power Patriot release. Finally, on Tuesday, Amanda Lynn appears at the Tuesdays on the Terrace series at Botanica. Charming contemporary newgrass and folk group Crooked Still, who recently released another solid and aptly titled set, Some Strange Country, play the bottleneck in Lawrence, and the Bloomfield Organ Series in Wiedemann Hall on the WSU campus opens with Daniel Zaretsky, award-winning player, educator, honored artist of Russia, and current organist at the St. Petersburg Grand Philharmonic Hall. You'll find more on these and other shows on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.